All right, today I want to tell you a story. I was thinking back to a project that I sold a number of years ago. And here's how it went down. This was a painting project downtown Chicago when I lived in the Chicagoland area. My painting company was there. This interior designer hooked us up with her client who lived in this high rise, and they had a room to paint. It was a big room, but I go out and I meet with the guy and end up later that day, I ended up shooting him a message, shot him an email that gave him a couple options and whatever. This was, I don't know, a long time ago, but anyway. And it was like $30,000 to paint this one room. And a lot of the time was just dealing, you know, those of you that work in the city, you know, you got parking and you got, you know, you got to frickin' tip the doorman and all that other stuff so you can leave your truck there while you unload and use the elevators and all this other garbage, right? So the guy's name was Scott, and I saw him on a Thursday. He needed the job finished by the following Friday, so basically 8 days, right? 8 days away. And so I called him first thing Friday morning, and I said, hey, Scott, it's Tom. And he's like, yeah. And I go, did you get the bid? He goes, and if you have kids in the car, plug their ears right now. He goes, it's $30,000. And I go, yeah. He goes, didn't you hear me? I said, it's $30,000. I said, yeah, it is. He says, aren't you going to fucking answer my question? I said, you didn't ask me a fucking question. He goes, it's a lot of money. Okay, this is like the first 15, 20 seconds of our phone call as I'm following up with him. And he goes, it's a lot of fucking money again. And I said, yes, Scott, it is a lot of fucking money. I said, so listen, you need this job done by next Friday. And in order for us to finish this project by next Friday, I need to start it on Monday. And it's Friday right now. And if I'm going to start it on Monday, there's a lot of shit I got to do on the back end to get ready. So are we doing this or not? And I said it just like that, tone of voice and everything. He goes, yeah, fuck it. Do it. I'll send over the contract. 20 minutes later, this is, you know, back when people fax shit or kind of around then, but we got the signed contract. We called him up, office manager called him up, got a deposit on the credit card, and we did the job for Scott. Okay, so what happened here in this interaction with Scott? Some of you might already know where I'm going here because of the title of this episode, talking about mirroring. See, mirroring is a powerful, it's based on a powerful concept, on a concept that people, they like people who are similar to themselves. And when you're not similar to somebody, it could be more difficult to have a relationship with that person. Okay. And so what I used was a technique, and it's pretty easy for me, especially with a guy like Scott. I used a technique where I mirrored his behavior, his voice, you know, his tone. If we were in person, it would have been his body language. And now listen, there's a line I'm not going to get into. We don't have time here, but there's a line where this becomes creepy. And that's what you gotta really understand before you do this. But see, Scott, I knew was what we call a high D on a DISC, a DISC assessment. High D is a dominant personality. They make quick decisions. They want you to be brief, say something of meaning, and get the hell out of there. And I know this because I'm a high D. And so I knew Scott was a high D when I met him, and I mirrored him in person, and we had some conversations, and I kept it quick, and blah, blah, blah. He wants to move on. He's not the guy that's going to ask a million questions about things and all this other stuff because he has a mission to accomplish, and the mission was he needed the project done. And so when I called him, and he immediately jumped down my throat about the price, I mirrored his energy. I mirrored his tone of voice, and I even mirrored his language using the same swear words he was using. All right, and the result was that Scott, on some deeper level, trusted me. Now, I'm not a shrink. I'm not going to go into all the psychology. I just know the shit works. This is one example of many that when I learned to mirror, okay, and paid attention to these things, I know something's happening at the subconscious level to where they just feel like you get them, like they're comfortable with you. All right. So think about the next time you're with a client, try to pay attention, or a prospect, try to pay attention to the body language they're putting out. And casually, you know, if they lean on the counter, you casually lean on the counter. Now, like I said, don't be a total freak about it. If they're using certain language or a certain energy, match that energy. Okay, use some of the same words that they're using, and so on. And I truly believe what you'll find when you make it a mission of yours to become a people expert, that you're going to find that a lot more people are going to be feeling like, hey, you understand them, you get them, and that you are more connected with them, and in turn, they're going to like you, and they're going to trust you, and they're going to want to do business with you. So now, occasionally when I talk about this, people go, oh, you're manipulating people. Okay, this has nothing to do with manipulation. This is everything to do with me understanding my client, what is important to them, and the best ways to deliver what they need. Because we went on and knocked it out of the park for Scott and many others through the years because we understood what was important to him. On the flip side, I've had customers that were a high C on the DISC assessment, which is somebody who's massively detail-oriented. They ask tons of questions. You need to slow the process down, and you need to match their tone and their tempo of language, like I'm doing right now. And hey, Bill, would it make sense for us to sit down and go over the process that we're gonna follow to complete the project on your house? And I'm gonna outline everything I can for that high C so it's in his language, so he understands it. Then in turn, I understand what's important to him and I can pass that on to my team, and now we can deliver an amazing experience for people. Okay, so just a little story for you, a couple little tips on mirroring and how to connect with people and build trust. And at the end of the day, make sure that you are giving them an experience beyond what they expected. All right, so appreciate you guys. Have an awesome day. Don't forget to get more tips to grow your business. Go to text tips, the word tips, to 719-299-3852. 719-299-3852, the word tips. And we'll see you guys next time on The Contractor Fight. Travis, rock us out.